the happiest of Tuesdays. Big boned, if it may be, nonetheless. To all Hank fans and family that choose to celebrate it today.
It's why we love today.
I love it.
Plenty to celebrate, certainly, on this. The 17th day of the second month of 2026. 48 in. 317 left to go. Going to reset the whole thing. 19 days now until daylight saving time begins. Got 28 until St. Patrick's Day. 47 days until Easter. And today is actually quite a few things. It is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday.
Woo, woo,
indeed,
woo,
yes.
Woo.
Depending on what part of the city you're in, it's depending on what kind of celebration you're going to see. It is also the Lunar New Year, or Chinese New Year. That begins today. It's pretty big over there. It's the year, as we said yesterday, of the horse. At least that's what the placemat at the Chinese restaurant that I ate at told me. Not compatible with rat.
All right.
It is also known as Random Acts of Kindness Day. Isn't that lovely? Yeah, let's spread that a little bit.
Wonderful, isn't it?
And depending on the bead situation, you could Pancake Day as well. National Cabbage Day. It is Perfume Day or Parfum. And National PTA Founders Day, which kind of started the whole...
Where is your manager?
Yeah, go right to the source. On this date in history, we look back. It was 1876. Sardines were first canned. I've only had them once, and it was a Will It Float many moons ago. But it is in my house now because Elle loves sardines. She'll just snack on them, and it's...
Everyone's invited.
Nobody wants that. Nobody wants that, dear. But we love those we love, and we look past their faults. On this date in 1897, it is PTA Day because the National Organization of Mothers formed, later to be known as the Parent-Teacher Association. 1933, Newsweek magazine was first published. And on 1934, the first ever driver's course was offered. Driver's Ed for the first time in 30s. On this date in 1968, the Basketball Hall of Fame opens up. And musically, 1976, the Eagles' Greatest Hits album comes out. 1976, it is still the best-selling, it is like quadruple diamond, I think, best-selling album ever. 2003, flash forward in pop culture. This is very early aughts. 40 million viewers tuned in on Fox to see the finale of Joe Millionaire. I was one of those. Just because of the job. And on this date in 2014, Jimmy Fallon officially replaces Jay Leno on The Tonight Show. Would have been birthdays. He was born on this date, 1935, Houston guy, friend of the show for a very long time. We lost him back in 2020. The great Johnny Bush, the country Caruso. Bless his heart. What a character he was. Past that, you may remember he's a Lawton, Oklahoma boy. Still plays a fair amount around North Texas. 52 today, Brian White. Happy birthday, man. Try to find some Brian White in our music library. Elsewhere, actor Jeremy Allen White is 35. No relation. He was in the Von Erich movie. He's in The Bear. He's a big thing right now. Ed Sheeran, not necessarily the biggest of things. He is 35 today. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, 45. Paris Hilton is 45. Jerry O'Connell, 52 today. Meh. Green Day's Billy Joe Armstrong is 54. Denise Richards, Charlie Sheen's ex-Bond girl, 55. Michael Jordan just picked up his first ever Daytona 500 as a NASCAR owner, 63 today. To Air Jordan, Larry the Cable Guy, 63 today. Oh, this is a stacked day. Lou Diamond Phillips, 64. And Rene Russo is 72 today. Happy birthday to Hank fans, Tommy Rocker, Ryan Sandell, and Crow Man. There you go. Happy birthday.